You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui. This Saturday, the downtown Fresno venue Arte Americas is hosting Hecho en Fresno, Made in Fresno, presented by Danzas de Libertad. The event, celebrating Mexican-American identity, will feature musicians Omar Nare and Patrick Contreras alongside dancer Jasmine La Caris. Here to preview the event and talk about what's new with him and his unique style of music is one of those performers, Omar Nare. Omar, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Laura.
So we've had you on before, but to catch people up, you play piano and guitar, and people have called your style Nuevo Mariachi. Mariachi is a very distinct musical style that I think a lot of people will know as soon as they hear it. But can you describe for us what's the Nuevo part in that?
Well, mariachi music traditionally makes you think of Mexico, and Nuevo Mariachi is supposed to make you think of California, being Mexican-American. I'm third generation. My grandfather came over here to give me a better life, and I graduated from the university, and I'm living what I hope he would consider a better life. And I want to make music that honors him, but also that honors my identity of having grown up here in California.
Mm. And so tell us about this event on Friday. Well, can we expect some Nuevo Mariachi as well? What are we looking at here?
Yes, the show is called Hecho en Fresno, and it's going to celebrate Mexican-American identity. I'm going to open up the show with Nuevo Mariachi, and we're going to feature flocorico dancers. And then closing the show is my good friend Patrick Contreras with his project El Violín.
What is El Violín?
El Violín, I describe it as Santana in 2018 on a violin.
Gotcha. So very, almost like influences of rock as well. But
absolutely.
Still celebrating that Mexican-American identity.
Yep.
For sure. And obviously, so you're performing with him, and you've performed with him before, but what has it been like to work with him, collaborating with Patrick, with your wife, Jasmine La Caris, and other dancers and such, for this particular performance? What has it been like to pull this together?
Patrick and I have been good friends for a long, long time. We started playing together in a salsa band like 8 years ago, so we've had a lot of experience. I just trust him. With Hecho en Fresno, I know he's going to bring a really high level of musicianship. I know that his part of the show is going to be absolutely entertaining. I'm letting him focus on his side. I'm focusing on my side. And together we're working on the ending. We have to get together and finish that up. But it's been a pleasure. He's one of my best friends. We've done so many things together, and I just trust him.
Definitely. And you've brought your guitar here into the studio with us. Can you share one of the songs that you might be performing?
Absolutely.
All right. What are you going to be playing?
I'm going to play a song for you called No. So, No.
Has visto las estrellas como diamantes en el cielo. Miren a los ojos de mi amor. O has visto una rosa con gotas de rocío en la mañana. Esa es mi amada cuando llora, cuando llora. Tal vez no entiende. Ella es todo lo que quiero. No. Lo siento, pero yo no soy un hombre elocuente y quiero revelar mi corazón. Pero ¿cómo explicaré lo que es la vida con un ángel? Es tan imposible cuando te trato, tal vez. Quiero, no entienden las palabras, no puedo encontrar, pero ella sabe cómo me siento. Está bien.
Wow, that was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so that's, how many songs will you be playing? And that's one of them, right?
Yeah, that's one of them. I'm going to be playing 35 minutes. So it was roughly about 10 songs. That's an original song. And mostly the show is original. And I have a fantastic musical arranger named Ismael Ramirez. And I just can't wait to show off his work, especially on that song. It has three violins and it's just so beautiful sounding. And I'm really happy to share this work.
And you sort of touched on it just now, but can you talk a little bit more about what you're looking forward to with this performance, especially being that it's not just you performing the whole event?
I'm really looking forward to people coming and enjoying themselves and having a good time. Arte Americas is a beautiful venue. We're going to be underneath the stars playing acoustic music. I think people are really going to enjoy themselves. I'm also looking forward to singing these songs. We've been working really hard to make them as good as we can. From the music to the lyrics, everything, we're working really hard. And I just can't wait to show people the dance and the music. And I think we're going to all have a great time.
And beyond this performance, what's next for you? What's next with performing?
The next thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to officially go into the studio and record this. It's on the books. It's ready to go. And I'm also going to be filming a live concert. So I'm going to invite my best friends and people that I really respect to come. We're going to set it up and do a live recording at some beautiful venue that I still have to find, you know. Those are the next two things we're going to do.
Have you done a CD or an album before, or would this be that first time?
No, I made an album when I was, believe it or not, I made an album when I was 13 years old. And that album got picked up by a producer named Christian DeWalden, who sent me all the way to Italy. And I worked with I worked with songwriters. I was there a month and a half. And that got shopped to Sony Records, and we were going to sign with Sony. And then my parents said, hold on, we want you to go to college first, and then you can continue in music. And that's what I did, and that's what I'm doing. So I made an album back then, and I've participated in various recordings. But my own dedicated Omar Nare CD, this would be the second one since I was that young.
Wow, so almost the first one under this style of music and sort of what you've
Absolutely.
Become.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Omar Nare has been here talking with us about his performance this Saturday. It's called Echo in Fresno, Celebrating Mexican-American Identity. The event starts at 6 p.m. at Arte Americas. Tickets are $25. You can find them online. Omar, thank you so much for talking
with
us.
Thank you, Laura.